Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, summertime is wedding time. You know, there are more marriages performed during the summer months than any other time of the year.
Well, it is a great time to be thinking about money and marriage because money creates all kinds of conflict in marriages. You know, Dave, in a survey about marital bliss and marital satisfaction, the truth is the day of highest satisfaction of your entire married life is your wedding day. It's like the peak, and then it starts downhill from there. And that is such a troublesome thing to so many people, but really the fact is that it almost has to go that way because all your hopes and dreams are wrapped up in the big wedding. The wedding happens, and then reality happens after that. And suddenly you have to make decisions together. And when you start making those decisions, especially decisions around money, then you start to realize, wow, I am totally different than this person, and we're not on the same page. I remember in my own life, I discovered that when I bought Anna her first birthday present after we were married. You know, she seemed to like them before we were married. And then after we got married, I brought home this wonderful little gift I'd thought out. I spent quite a bit of money on it. It was there to decorate our house and very, you know, very helpful, thoughtful thing that I did. And right after she opened it, she looked at me and she said, "Do you have a receipt for this?" And I was crushed because I knew exactly what she was thinking. She wanted to take it back. And she said, "Thank you." And she was polite. But I was like, "What? I thought this was great. I thought you would think I was lovely. You know, I just love you for this." And what I realized was her attitude was totally different than mine. She would have much rather that I had saved money, gave her a very practical, frugal gift, and showed my love for her by demonstrating self-control over how I spent money. Well, I thought, gee, you know, we're so totally different. Well, today's couple, Hal and Carla White, found themselves in the same situation. Newlyweds, totally different backgrounds from their family, totally different perspectives about money. Carla's classic fear-based saver was raised in her home that you save every single dollar. And then she's married to Hal, who is a classic laid-back spender. No worries, que sera, everything's going to work out. I can just make more money. Forget, we don't need a budget. We don't need to shop for sales. And they went through a difficult time getting on the same page. But you will not believe how it all ended up. Stay tuned and listen to this wonderful story of money and marriage.
Well, we'll introduce you to Hal and Carla White in just a moment. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I'm so privileged to introduce you to Hal and Carla White today. And I've asked Hal and Carla to come on the program today specifically to talk about their journey of becoming one in their marriage through what God taught them about finances. Hal and Carla, welcome to Money Life.
Thank you,
Chuck.
When you two were married, it was 1997. So 11 years ago, you were coming from two totally different perspectives. What did you each believe about money, and how different were you?
Yeah, it's a good question, Chuck. Really, we did come from two different perspectives. Although we just knew that God wanted us to be one in every area of our marriage, but it's sort of kind of hard to start a journey together when you first get married, when you're going into two different directions. And so my direction was that I grew up with a father who really saved for the golden years. He planned for the golden years for retirement. And at the age of 52, he came down with Alzheimer's disease and really battled that for 3 years and died at the age of 55. And so that shaped my thinking about money, because it was the fact that he saved for the golden years but never made it. And so I actually started just spending, because I felt like, hey, you know what, you live now. And also my background was I was a producer from a sales standpoint, and so I just wanted to make more money and actually spend more money. So I really had a view of money where you actually just needed to spend it as opposed to save it for the golden years.
And Carla, did you bring that same perspective into your marriage?
Oh, not at all, Chuck. I am a saver, and I came from a middle-class family and never had a need, per se, that I ever needed. But my father was a saver, and my mother was probably more of a spender than he was. But I don't know how I caught that, but I caught that saving bug. And my mom jokes and says that I still have a piece of that first dollar that I've ever earned, because I've just always wanted to hold on to my money. And really, it's a fear-based, it came from fear that I wouldn't have enough, fear that there would not be enough. And so I used money as a security blanket, and I thought, if I save enough money, I will be secure. And so I came from a very different perspective, and it totally was opposite from the way Hal came at money.
So you both carry into your new marriage, into your relationship, this perspective from your family, and you're almost polar opposites. You know, one wants to spend everything you have and enjoy life for today, and Carla, you've got this nagging fear. What problems did that cause as you tried to become one in your marriage?
Well, it certainly created, from a pragmatic, practical standpoint, just how we were going to just simply deal with money. And so we just had a lot of differences, and there were differences of opinion, even to the point sometimes where, you know, we would argue about money. And so because we couldn't get on the same page, it really did create sometimes just a little bit of just hardship in our relationship.
And Carla, did you sense the stress of that, and was your fear rising?
Yes, there was definitely conflict, because I was trying to save and put away, and you know, I wanted to invest and save for retirement, and Hal really, he wasn't like, he didn't spend more than we made, but he wanted to spend all that we made, and so it definitely caused conflict. And I'm a bargain shopper and a sales shopper, and I use coupons. And when I first met Hal, and we would look at things on sale, like on a sale rack for clothes, he would tell me that he didn't buy clothes that were on sale. He said if they were on sale, that meant that nobody wanted them. And I never paid full price for anything. So even in those small little things like that, I mean, you have to have clothes, but even our approach on things like that was very, very different. And so it caused conflict.
And so what were the implications of that conflict, Carla? I mean, you're seeing, you're married now to someone who doesn't even appreciate the idea that you want to help be a good steward of these dollars that you have. What were the implications of it?
I just felt like there was a constant tension between, you know, what we should do and what we were doing. And fortunately, pretty early on in our marriage, we did get on the same page. And so even though there was still that stress and that tension of, you know, and even me sometimes, you know, I may want to do something, but I may struggle with should I do that based on where we are financially right then. So fortunately, early on, we did get on the same page, but there was still that constant tension and stress. And until we really agreed to come up with a plan, it just caused conflict. You know, we would argue over things, and it would cause distance in our relationship. And it just, it made you question, you know, are we ever really going to be able to get along in this area?
Well, Hal, how did you get on the same page? What changed? What brought you together?
Yeah, I think the question would be, well, what did you do about it? And I think, as I said earlier, it's just sort of a kind of just hard to start a journey together when you're going in two different directions. And so we really just said, you know, God has more to say about money than we do. And so we joined a Crown small group, and it was just phenomenal. The fact that it wasn't about changing my financial life, because changing my financial life wasn't the issue. It was changing my heart. And, you know, the financial peace comes out of a transformed heart. And so I would just say that that was the very first thing that we did, was that Carla and I started rowing financially in the same direction. And it was all because we just said, you know what, if God has something to say about money, let's just go together and see what he has to say.
Now, Carla, did you have to talk Hal into this, or did he have to talk you into this, or were you both agreeable that you wanted to find a solution?
Honestly, we both agreed, and the truth of the matter is, Chuck, we got married in July, and we signed up for a crown class in May, and it kind of went against everything that anybody told you to do. Why would you sign up for a class right in the middle of trying to, you know, plan and get ready for a wedding? But we just both agreed that it was the best thing to do, and we have, you know, a couple of stories that come out of that crown class. It was a divine intervention that we took that class when we took it, and it totally shaped the beginning of our marriage, and it helped us from making a really, really large financial mistake. And so, fortunately, neither one of us had to rope the other one into it.
And were you in debt at the time, Hal, when you started the class and when you started your marriage?
Yeah, we were. And that was really the aha moment for me, is that when we took the time to put all of our debts and consolidate all of our debts, our consumer debt, on one page, wow, I so was overwhelmed. It was like, that is way too of a high of a mountain to climb. And it was just so, oh, it really was overwhelming to me. And then we learned verses like Proverbs 22:7, where the borrower is servant or slave to the lender. And I just kept thinking, wow, when you're in debt, you are in slavery. Someone else runs your life. And it was just a big deal for me for the first time to see that $30,000 that we were in debt, it was just overwhelming to me.
Well, Hal, I want you to hold that thought, because when we come back, I want you to explain some of the how-tos along your journey. How did God bring you and Carla together in unity? How did you escape this debt? You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today we're talking with Hal and Carla White. And Hal, right before we went to the break, you were sharing that you and Carla, as newlyweds, looked at your total debt picture. You consolidated all the debts you had, and you came up with about $30,000. What did you do when you realized, wow, $30,000 of debt between the two of us?
Well, at first, I just said, wow, because for the first time, we consolidated it all on one page, and this was actually consumer debt. It was our student loans, and it was our car payment. And at that point, I just sort of was standing at the base of this mountain of debt, and I was looking at this mountain, and I was like, this is just really too high to climb. But fortunately, we just sort of looked at it, how we could systematically pay it off, and that's where Carla and I just started coming together, getting on the same page, and just looking at paying it off.
Carla, did you want to get out of debt at that time?
Oh, my goodness. If you think that Hal felt like he was at the base of the mountain with me being a saver, I thought we would never be able to save again because we owed all this money. And the truth be known, Chuck, I came into the marriage and I didn't really consider a student loan that I brought in and my car payment as debt. I grew up in a family where we always had a car payment, and I didn't really know that those things were considered debt. As crazy as that sounds, I just never had really connected the dots. And so when we sat down in that crown class and we wrote down everything that we owed, I became just like a slave in bondage. I really did. I was fear-stricken, and I was panicked that we were never going to be able to pay this debt off. And so we began systematically applying the principles that we actually learned in Crown. And as crazy as they sound, we began to pay as much as we could on one of our debts. And as soon as we eliminated that debt, we took all that money, you know, what we've been paying plus the surplus, and then applied it to another debt. And it is by God's grace and God's grace alone, but we eliminated that debt of $30,000 in a year's time frame.
Oh, wow.
And it works, I'll tell you. It really does. And I will say, you know, we didn't always do everything right. I probably, you know, swing to the left sometimes too far. And, you know, I thought we needed to stop living to some extent. How I'd say, we can't stop living. And I'd say, well, we can come pretty close to it. But it works.
And so, Carla, when you say you can't stop living, were you making major sacrifices to pay off that much debt in 1 year?
Yes. I would say that we definitely did. We just made some lifestyle changes. We started using cheaper entertainment. When we would eat out, we would split a meal. And when we would go out, maybe instead of going to a movie, we would go to a bookstore or find something free to do. We just made choices that would allow us to, you know, start using that surplus money instead of entertainment. We would use it to go towards our debt.
And so you introduced Hal to the joy of going to those resale shops and bargain bins and using coupons, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have a coupon file, and now he gets excited about them.
Well, Hal, you're a planner, and you're very goal-oriented. After you climbed that mountain, which had to just feel wonderful, and just truly, did it just feel like, oh, my goodness, this is a new day?
It did. We actually, as Carla said, put our creditors up on a mirror in our bathroom, and we just checked that first one off. And then, you know, when we then paid off the second creditor, we checked it off. And as I started seeing that, I actually got incredibly energetic and enthused the fact that this really, a plan really does work. And I'd just love to tell you that not only did we do that, but we said, you know what, what's our next goal? And our next goal was then the fact that we would said, well, our home mortgage is the next big debt item. And so we just started, once again, working our plan and sticking with it. And I can honestly tell you that this past month, we actually have already paid off our home. So we are really, truly, completely debt-free.
Oh, that's just amazing. You started out in 1997. You couldn't agree about money. You're totally two different people, different backgrounds. You needed a plan. You came together. You worked your plan very specifically, got rid of your consumer debt, and now here you are, Hal, 11 years later, you're completely debt-free. Carla, how does it feel? Has that fear gone away?
Oh, my goodness. The truth is, it's only been a couple of weeks, and just in the past week, I've been really busy and probably hadn't had as much time to think about it. And in the past week, pretty much every day, I wake up and I just think, praise the Lord, we do not owe anybody anything. And it's just a great feeling to be in the place that Hal and I have both said that if the Lord calls us to do something, that it won't be because we're in bondage to debtors, that we won't be able to do it.
Well, you know, Hal, you started the program and you said you knew that your problem wasn't financial. You needed a change of heart. How did God change your heart, Hal?
I think just using just the ability to go and go consistently week by week into this Crown small group, this 10-week study. And once again, it wasn't about changing my financial life. It was changing my heart. It just was amazing how God just used other people around me in my small group within Crown, as well as His Word, just to really bring about that kind of change.
And Hal, today you and Carla have agreed to three very simple words on how you're going to approach your finances from here on.
We certainly have. I think it's exciting that once again, it's just us coming together and saying, how do we really do want to continue our plan? And we, from the how-to standpoint, we've just agreed that we will give, save, and live. We will give to God first. We will save second. And then we will just live on the rest. As opposed to living first, saving second, and then just giving God the leftovers. And so it's just it's exciting just to see, once again, how that plan actually is lived out between us.
Well, Hal and Carla, you have given us help and hope and insight today. Thank you for sharing your story. It has been inspiring.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck. We appreciate it.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and here at Money Life, our goal is to give you hope, help, and insight. And I just got all three from Hal and Carla. What a wonderful story they have of how God took two totally different people, melded them into one, put them on a course, and then just really a short 10, 11 years later, they're totally debt-free and living out the dreams of their life. How inspiring is that? You know, conflict over money is one of the top reasons for divorce, and it's where the enemy has such a heyday with Christian couples, and it really shouldn't be the case. If you can get on the same page, then you can fight off that conflict and really stop having those battles. You know, Ann and I didn't agree about money. It took us 21 years to get on the same page. And here's where we were stuck. I wanted to do it my way. I was the spender. She wanted to do it her way. She was the saver. Well, it didn't work because we both wanted our way. And what we finally had to agree is if God had a way, we would both submit to do it His way. And that's why our lives were so impacted by the Crown Small Group Bible study, because there we discovered God did have a way. He did have a plan, and we submitted to follow that. So if you're not on the same page with your spouse, here's some advice to help you. First of all, start small like Hal and Carla did. They just decided to talk about it. That was a small step in the right direction. And then they just decided to be completely honest and look at how much debt they really have. I love what Carla said, that she didn't even think her student loans and her cars were actually debt. So they consolidated all of this debt, and then they realized that they had to be honest with each other, just completely, totally honest, and say, we've got a problem. We've got a $30,000 mountain to climb, and it doesn't feel very good, and we're not sure we're going to be able to do it. And there may be some cases now where you just need to ask forgiveness, and you need to say, I've been out of control with wanting to get my way, but I am willing to meet you in the middle. I'm willing to make this work and to do what it takes. Will you forgive me for being so demanding? If you're the spender and you've insisted that you always spend, or you're the saver and you've taken all the joy out of having any resources and it's become kind of miserable just to save up some money, I think there's a middle ground, and God would say there's a middle ground. You know, the Lord's goal is that two shall become one. And if you become one, it means you have a common basis to make all financial decisions.
Well, thanks, Chuck. For those of you ready to get started, head on over to crown.org, and you'll find a whole host of resources there to help you on your journey. Now, if you happen to miss a portion of today's broadcast, you can hear this program again by going to crown.org. Tomorrow on Money Life, Crown co-founder Howard Dayton will join us, and he'll share some practical tips for reducing the financial stress in your marriage. Until next time, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.